This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey has stepped up its military campaign against Kurdish rebels in response to an increase in attacks against its security forces. In the latest round of violence, the government reacted to Tuesday's deadly explosion in Ankara by bombing rebel bases in northern Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Tuesday's fatal explosion brought havoc to the Turkish capital, Ankara. The Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is the chief suspect, according to the government, although no one has claimed responsibility. However, the response by Turkish armed forces was swift, bombing rebel bases in the Kandil Mountains in neighbouring northern Iraq. For the last month, the region has been under sustained bombardment by Turkish jets. The PKK have struck back in numerous fatal attacks in the last few weeks. The conflict is set to escalate even further, with growing expectations of a major land incursion against the PKK bases in Iraq. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar.
If we follow the governmental rhetoric, the cross-border operation is more likely. The problem is that the Turkish conflict didn't start in the so-called Kandil Mountains, didn't start with PKK. It's a 100-year-old problem, and it could be solved only and solely on the negotiation table.
Thousands of Turkish soldiers are now massed on the Iraqi border. Ankara has launched dozens of cross-border operations in the past couple of decades to little effect. But this time, the government is putting in the diplomatic spadework. Senior diplomats have been courting Iraqi Kurds for cooperation, and the Turkish Prime Minister is expected to visit Tehran to lobby for Iranian support. Sri Lanka's successful eradication of the Tamil Tigers last year is a lesson not lost on Ankara, according to political scientist Soli Özel.
The Tamil Tiger thing is the wet dream of many Turkish nationalists. I don't think the government is there, but probably in their heart of hearts, they would prefer to be proven right if they say PKK and the Kurdish question are two very different things. You know, remember, the Prime Minister lately said, my Kurdish brothers have problems and there's no Kurdish problem.
But Parliamentary Deputy Ertuğrul Kukçu of the pro-Kurdish BDP warns the government will be making a fatal mistake if it carries out any cross-border operation.
Basic demand of the population is not met. This is the identity question. Weapons cannot, counterpose demands for identity. Therefore, escalation in violence is going to increase domestic violence in every corner of the country.
Any military incursion would occur in the next few weeks before the onset of the harsh winter. The size and magnitude of any potential incursion is now seen as critical to determining the direction, a conflict that has seen more than 40,000 people killed since the PKK took up arms for Kurdish self-rule in 1984. We'll take next. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.